ceasefire may well be an impossible dream. The road towards a permanent ceasefire between Thailand and Cambodia, which the UN Security Council has appealed for, has developed new twists after Cambodian troops resumed their attacks on Thai troops before dawn yesterday. Over the past 3 years, most of the clashes between Thailand and Cambodia have occurred in the Phumphura mountain area west of Phra Wi Han Temple. Fresh clashes erupted on February 4th and, after a temporary lull, broke out again yesterday in that area. Could it be a harbinger of more to come? Will it make even a temporary ceasefire difficult to achieve? How can the two countries achieve a permanent ceasefire when Cambodia seems not to want it? To some observers, Cambodia's real intent is to push the UNSC into a corner and leave it with no choice but to send peacekeeping troops to the disputed areas. At Phumphura, located in the disputed 4.6 square kilometer area, Thai and Cambodian troops are only about 30 meters apart. Phumphura, or Phnom Trop in Khmer, is considered highly strategic by both sides. From this spot, Thai troops can observe all activities at Phra Wi Han Temple. Naturally, Cambodia's military wants to control it. Strategically, control over the mountain is important for many reasons. Earlier, most areas of Phumphura were under the control of the Thai military. But since Thai troops adjusted their forces in the area, resulting in some troops withdrawing from Khao Sikha Kirisawara Temple next to Phumphura, Cambodian troops have quietly infiltrated the area. So far, Cambodian troops occupy about 5% of Phumphura, army sources said. Apart from Phumphura, other important strategic spots in the disputed areas are Lan In Si, Eagle Ground, and the old Thai Border Patrol police outpost in front of Pha Mo I Dang. They are all high ground areas from which Thai troops can observe the activities on Cambodian soil. By attempting to seize a greater area of Phumphura from the Thai troops, the Cambodian military can gain a strategic advantage in the battle to control the 4.6 square kilometer disputed area, a source said. We don't want to move to seize other areas, Defense Minister Prawit Wongsawan said. Yet the Thai military has deployed more than 23,000 troops along with powerful war weapons at the border area. Cambodia might have mobilized about the same number of troops on its side of the border. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen wants the UN to intervene in the border dispute, as he believes it will give his country greater political leverage over Thailand in the realm of international politics. The Cambodian leader, who is keen on international politics, also wants to take control over the largest portion of the 4.6 square kilometer disputed areas as possible. For this reason, even with an agreement to institute a ceasefire, the Cambodian military could resume their attacks against Thai troops at any time.